Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio, live on Facebook via Zoom. And today I'm super, super, super excited because you have the opportunity of meeting the man, the myth, the legend behind anything YouTube, Daryl Eaves. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Really appreciate you letting me come on to this amazing podcast / live event or whatever we're doing here now.
The man, the myth, the legend. We've had so many people who've been dying to find out more and more information about you and everything that you do. Obviously, you're the man behind, the executive producer behind Squatty Potty with the Harmon Brothers, which was just crazy, crazy successful YouTube channel, but or YouTube ad, video, whatever. But the main thing I'd love is, guys, you have to understand, this is a man who's had over 21 billion, with a B, views on YouTube, taking 14 channels from zero to over a million, gold medallion, basically gold button channel, and just like the guy who basically knows anything at all about YouTube. And Daryl, I'm so, so excited to have you. So thank you so much for being here with us.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to cover the items that people want to learn about video and such. So,
well, I think it's just amazing, as everyone always wants to find out more about audiences and how they create an audience. We asked people, send us some questions and things, and very first thing that came up was, how do I grow an audience? How do I grow this? And I know for us, this is, again, I'm interviewing you more from me personally.
Total, like, so this is like a free consultation, it sounds like.
Free consultation.
So. Okay, I see how you guys roll.
It works really well. No.
You know, the thing about it, and this is the most important thing, is every platform is very specific on how you actually grow an audience. What you do on Facebook is going to be different than what you actually do on YouTube. And so you really need to understand the ecosystem of the platform and how it engages people. But what doesn't change is the video content. The video content can live and breathe, and it can engage people on a level that we haven't ever seen before in the world. And we're getting more and more authentic. I mean, what we're doing here right now is a very authentic way to actually do a presentation that will be kind of repurposed into a podcast and also put on a video. I mean, there's a lot of great things, but I think the first thing is understanding the platform, and then also positioning yourself so you know exactly the type of content that you're going to do, because certain content doesn't really thrive on different platforms. So for example, if I did a long form 4-hour video on Facebook, that wouldn't work very well. Like the retention rates wouldn't do very well. But if it was like on Amazon or on Netflix, you know, that's something that people can consume. And even on YouTube, it's known to be kind of longer form. And so really understanding the audience you want to go after, and then also, you know, to understand the platform. But the most important thing, and this is something that a lot of people just miss out on, but you have to be like super hyper focused. You can't be all over the board. You have to be really, really hyper focused in a specific niche. And the reason why is there's so many different variety of things. And if you're getting people to come back day after day, week after week, month after month, they need to have some consistent themes. And we'll talk about consistency a little bit later, but that's kind of like the key elements that you're going to need to grow on any platform.
I love that. I know that this is one of the main reasons why we reached out to you, is we saw that when we did our Expert Secrets book launch, that Facebook was a very unique animal, which we're very, very familiar with. And a lot of the people are quote unquote Dream 100 were great at email, but they had no presence on social media. So we did all our virtual book tour all inside of Facebook, exactly how we wanted. But I was amazed to see a lot of our normal major players had no presence there. And then we started looking at all the other social media channels. Same thing as far as Instagram. Instagram is a unique universe, and you have to communicate, and the video and everything else has to be unique in that area. YouTube is the same. And that's really, again, I'm so, so excited to be talking to you about this, because for us, it's really the area that we're trying to grow a ton. We were talking to you earlier about the fact we have on our funnelhacker.tv channel, and this is one of my big questions for you, is, you know, how many basically things do you actually have in there? So take, for example, as far as playlists, we have a Funnel Hacker TV playlist. We have one behind the scenes. This video that you and I are doing right now will show up under the Funnel Hacker Radio podcast. Right. Russell has his Marketing Secrets podcast as a video on there. And so I'm kind of curious, as far as when you're growing an audience and you're growing that channel, what's the best strategy as far as having a whole bunch of different playlists or just one? And how does that work?
Well, it really all comes back down to your content release strategy and realizing what type of audience that you're actually going for. So kind of like what I was telling you before, but it's like, what type of content is going to resonate with the audience that's intended to be the potential viewer? And if it's, I mean, literally you're hyper-focused on, you know, hacking funnels and talking about landing page optimization, you know, all that other stuff. That's basically 100% that audience. But you might have Uncle Russ go to, you know, Africa and get some moments that he's vlogging or whatever. And, you know, that's a great thing that you're able to do too, where it's bringing some authenticity. Maybe he's going over teaching and training people there and you're pulling those elements in. But some of that might not be engaging for a lot of your subscribers or potential viewers. However, if you bring that in and pepper it in, then you know it tells a story. And I think that's the most difficult thing that most people have is they really don't know how to tell a story within their videos, you know, and have it really play out. So, you know, interviewing and talking about certain things, giving information becomes very easy. But if you can weave it into storytelling, which is the most powerful way to actually present. And it's something that we've, as humans from day one, would love to sit around the campfire and listen to people's stories. If you can weave that in, that's where audiences become more engaged and more personally vested into what you're actually talking about.
Well, again, you are the master storyteller. Again, I've seen all the stuff you've done with the Harmon Brothers. We were talking about even the Piano Guys and some of the other, I mean, you built a ton, as we mentioned.
Yeah.
Different channels from zero to over a million subscribers. I mean, that's crazy, crazy stuff. And I know that stories are really one of the main things you excel at. What are some of the key strategies from a video standpoint when you're telling stories that people should know about when they're looking at trying to grow that audience?
Well, like, okay, so you guys are all about conversion, right? I mean, at the end of the day, all you're looking about, okay, we need to convert, we need to do A/B testing. And so through a lot of testing and through a lot of things, you got to realize your content's going to be oversaturated. Like there's so many different places. People are trying to grab attention of everyone. What's going to make you stand out above everyone else? So the first thing that I do, even before I pick up the camera, before we even plan, is number one, what is the video going to be about? And we literally properly plan for the type of content that's going to be released. And then two, I look for what's an engaging thumbnail, and that thumbnail needs to be a clickable thumbnail, something that can tell a story on its own. Two, I want a clickable title, not a clickbait title, but a clickable title. You know, this headline is really, really key. And so as people are scrolling through their feed, as people are looking on YouTube or swiping up on the app, you got to stand out from all the other competition from there. And the only thing that you can do is some type of ways to engage them through thumbnail and also the post itself or the title. And then also the snippet, you know, you have an auto snippet on Facebook and also YouTube's starting to switch over that way as well. That gives people a little preview of what's being done. That being said, if you can get them to click on it, you literally have 3 to 5 seconds before they just jump off. Because human nature, we need something to pull us in. So we're curious enough to actually click on it. But what's more important is to really get them to stay on the majority type of video. And so that hook, what that hook is that first, you know, 5 to 7 seconds, you're trying to pull them in to the story. So whether that's kind of giving a moment that's in your video that's really kind of a highlight that really pulls people in and they want to see a little bit more, or something that you're like saying, if it's an informational base, say you're saying, oh, you know, if you're interested in learning how to get your pages to convert, you know, 200% more, then this is the video for you. You know, that's a hook. The important thing, though, is, you know, it's all based on platforms. So like Facebook, you got to do it without sound. How are you supposed to pull them in without sound? You know, you got to get pretty creative there because they're just swiping through and, you know, you need to pull them in. And once you have them, the data shows that you have them for an additional about 50 seconds before they lose interest and bounce off. And if in that 50 seconds, you know, it's not relevant to what was being displayed in the thumbnail, also the title, also the hook, they're going to have a higher probability to actually bounce off. So it's kind of think bounce rates of websites. It needs to be super accurate to the ad. You know, it needs to be exactly what they're doing. So they say, oh, okay, I'm a little bit more comfortable. And you'll have that 50-second buffer. Now at that time, and that's about almost a minute into the video, that's when you need to re-engage someone. And if you can do that, you have at least another 3 minutes. And so that's literally 4 minutes of content if you can do that, because people are so interested in what you're offering and they're finding value and they're able to kind of to come into the video itself. And then, you know, as you bring in some call to actions and ways to engage, it's really, really important. So
you got like about a 5 to 7 second hook or trailer or something like that to engage them, then about a minute of real curiosity content that's going to keep them going, and then that gives you another 3 minutes afterwards?
Yeah, about another three, and then you got to re-engage them again, and you could probably get another 2 or 3 minutes. And so it's just, you're looking at that formula. So before you even pick up a camera, I'm thinking about these things. Okay, what is my hook? What is my thumbnail? What's going to be my title? And generally my title won't be till I go through it, but I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about how I word things in the video. And then once you're in the video itself, and you create the video, you might have these little moments that says, hey, this is actually a better hook than what I actually planned. But you're actually thinking about these things. So it's like taking someone from the beginning of the video to get them to the end and get to the most important part. I would say, though, if you have horrible audio, doesn't matter about video quality as much, but horrible audio, people will click off. They'll bounce faster than anything else. They'll be a little bit forgiving with video, but if the audio is like staticky or has issues, or if it's like muffled, it's like sounding like you're in a submarine, you know, it is definitely important to have really good audio for this.
Fantastic. I know I'm going to get tons of questions as far as what do you recommend for audio?
Yeah.
Any reference points you can refer people to or what they
should, you know, like the biggest thing for me, everybody's like, what type of equipment do you actually need, you know, to pull off? And I really appreciate some of these cinematographers that I work with. One, you know, he's totally amazing. He had the $60,000 camera. It's called a Red. And he compared it to an iPhone 7 Plus. And he literally broke it down, did the same footage as everything else. And it, like, literally, you couldn't really tell. It's just basically, you know, how the lighting was and how it was done. And then for like audio, you can get like a lapel mic for like $40 on Amazon. Like it just clips right into your iPhone or Android and you're good to go. You're just getting good quality audio that's there, that's crisp, is really important. You know, doing a shotgun mic can work too, but you know, it just really depends on what's happening around you in the environment. If the environment is a little loud, then you're going to get a lot of more things where, you know, you do a lapel mic, it's super localized. And like for me, my mic's just right out of frame, so I can actually talk. Generally, I might have a lapel mic on. It just really depends on what you're doing. So
awesome. Thank you for that. I know it's, those are the things people always ask as soon as you say something.
Yeah.
Like that. Next thing I wanted to find out from you is it's more specific to YouTube. So take, for example, we've got a channel right now where we're right around 23,000 subscribers. And the main thing people are always asking is, how do I really grow an audience on YouTube specifically?
Yeah.
What strategies and things do you have as far as growing that audience?
So I don't know if I lost you. Are we still connected good?
We're still good, yeah. Glitchy. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I think it's like looking at how to actually grow a YouTube channel. Now, YouTube's all about growing channels, but how the vehicle to grow a channel is through individual videos. And so the best way to actually grow a channel is to get videos to perform and get YouTube to actually promote them. Because they'll actively promote. Now, with Facebook, one thing I don't like about Facebook, and I know things will change as new things are coming out, but you have to pay to build your audience, and then you have to pay to you know, reach your audience.
Exactly.
Now, with YouTube, it's a little bit different. When you have a really good piece of content, it's in the best interest for YouTube to actually promote it. And just give you an example. We started a channel back in March, and this channel, we know what we're doing. We've done this several times, but it was performing quite well. And we got it to what we call a pop, having one video take off. And, you know, since then we had, 260 million video views on that specific channel, that growth. And so we're able to really get a lot of subscribers in a short amount of time because our video content. And so the biggest strategy is getting your videos to take off, which will resonate with a particular audience, but also give it a little bit more in depth. So instead of just doing one video, I would encourage you to do like four in a series. And what you do is in that four, if any one of those videos take off, those other videos will all be lifted at the same time that one video is taking off. You get two to go and it brings the other two, up to par. And that's when you start rolling from there. And then two, you're able to put it in a playlist like what you were mentioning before and make it an official playlist. And that right there really helps with visibility and getting it out there. But ultimately at the end of the day, the secret to all this is, excuse me, I got something in my throat. The secret about this is how much traffic can you generate to YouTube and how long will they stay on YouTube, especially watching your own content. So the longer that they stay, the better it is for you as a content creator. And the more what they do is a session start when they actually come onto YouTube, that's a really big deal in how long they stay. Because if you're able to generate that day after day, then let's say you have 10,000 people every day come on and visit your video and watch your video every day and they come back every day. That's a lot of authority that YouTube sees that you actually have, and they'll start facilitating more suggestions, because the number one traffic source on YouTube is when YouTube actually suggests your videos to other, other people. It has probably one of the most robust AI that runs YouTube's algorithm, and is trying to predict what's the best content for people to watch, and also finding the right type of audience to bring into your content to grow your audience as well.
So I know for us and for a lot of our audience who's listening right now, and you've got so much experience doing this, it's kind of like Russell talking about funnels. It's like, yeah, of course, it's really easy. You just do this, and this. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's no problem.
It's clear for me. I just,
Everyone does that. Not everybody does, Daryl. So when we're trying to get that pop, and I know you mentioned as far as a series of four videos.
Yeah.
In that series, do they know what's a series? Like to be continued, or is it a...
No, it's related content that belongs to each other. So like in talking ClickFunnels, you might have, really digesting down the landing page and, things that you could do on a landing page to improve your conversions. So maybe one of the things is, okay, here's a great template that will actually get you higher conversions. And then two, here's some split testing would do. So those would be two separate videos. And then you might say, okay, with split testing, you can even take it a step further where you split test the split test and you're always improving that landing page. Or, maybe the sticking point of why there's not a lot of conversions on it is your shopping cart, ways to actually optimize that. That's all within a series of that landing page and figuring things out. In a sense of, maybe a lesson structure. Say, okay, section one is this, section two is this, section three is this, section four is that. And those can be individual videos, but they can also be standalone. But your question, though, is the most valid. How do you actually get the ball started? And a lot of content creators, they put so much time and energy in creating content that they lose sight of optimization. And what happens when you actually upload your content to YouTube, the first thing that does is it goes through a content ID system. So seeing if you have any pirated music or, any video clips that are not yours, that so on and so forth, so that they can, adjust it and go from there. But the second thing they're doing is looking at the data that you provide them. So what you're providing them is the video content, which it starts to close caption everything automatically. The second thing that they look at is the title, which you have the title of the video, and then the description and the tags. And if you want to get really aggressive, you can upload your own closed captioning, which will give them another set of things that they're actually check and validate. At that time, basically what you're looking to do, if I was starting a brand new channel, my number one strategy would be, can I be found in search? And can I get people, once they click on it, to have a higher retention on that video, get more minutes watched on that video than my competition that's around? Even if I have one view and someone has a million views, can I actually, from their metrics, say, hey, this is fresh content, and the ratio is higher? Because what happens is, once those figures actually go, the AI says, it's really smart, and it says, okay, let's test this out and start suggesting it, and let's see if that click-through rate is as high as what we're seeing in search. And it goes out and through more suggestions and more suggestions and more suggestions. And then you figure, you know what, there's other content that someone might release on the same subject on a different day that has more authority. Well, guess who's going to be the suggested content for that? And so that's where the ball starts going. But as you're starting to get traffic, and the pop could be as little as 1,000, you know, video views in a day or in an hour, you know, whatever it may be, that's where you need to get momentum from. And so generally when that pop occurs is, and if you're doing it in series of four videos, it helps amplify. It's like pouring gasoline on the fire, because that first content is this, and then the next one's related, the next one's related, and the next one's related. And so let's say that the middle one's related. Well, it goes backwards too. It says, oh, this is from related content. Because the biggest thing to suggest for YouTube is your own videos. So when someone's watching your video, you have a higher probability of actually having them suggest your videos than somebody else's videos. However, the bigger you get, the more views you get, the less that becomes a factor. And then it's just 100% straight on the data that the AI is looking at.
Dude, that's awesome. I think the main thing for me as I'm hearing all that kind of stuff is, are there tools, and how do I find out what are the right tags? How does all that come into play?
Yeah. You know, so like there's some tools that, like, there's a lot of people that are familiar with ad buying, you know, that's a part of ClickFunnels. I mean, hey, you know, you got to get them to your page, and generally what they're doing is some paid strategy for that. And if they're doing it on AdWords, there's the keyword planner that you can use that will give you the ability to add some keywords. But what I like to do is, number one, look at trends. Number two, look at the autofill that happens on Google and YouTube. Number three, I would like the keyword planner. And a tool that I use religiously is called TubeBuddy. And if you go to TubeBuddy.com/go, it's a tool that integrates with when you upload a video, and it tells you, okay, here, go ahead and search for things, or get the tags, get the right title, and it helps you through the process. That is an affiliate link, by the way. If you just don't want that, just type in TubeBuddy. But I swear by it. I mean, it saves me thousands of hours a month, because a lot of automation that you can do where I want to replace a tag, or I want to go through all my library of videos and change like a card or an end screen element, or even a description, or add tags or take away tags. I'm able to do that just in a heartbeat. So
I love it. Well, we're all very good with affiliate stuff, so I have no problem promoting affiliate.
I know, but I always have to disclose it, because you get that one person that says, well, I'm going to tell your mom that you're doing this, and also the teacher. So.
TubeBuddy.com/go.
Yeah, that's right.
Daryl's affiliate link, use that.
Yeah, and I swear, you'll see me on the page, because I'll tell you what, it's the best tool ever invented for YouTube. It's just amazing.
So. I love that resource. That's awesome. So tell me, as now you start putting together your videos and stuff, as far as the actual content, how important is that as far as the audience goes long term, as far as keeping it all the same type of content, or how broad can I go inside of an audience channel and still be?
Yeah. So that's one of the most difficult things to figure out is, number one, what is your audience resonating with? And number two, what type of content that you should do. Now, as creators, we're like, oh, well, I want to just do what I want, and I want the freedom to do what I want. And that's great, but no one will want to watch your stuff. You know, you have to be consistent. Like, the consistency is brings a sense of familiarity that people are yearning for. And so the consistency of the upload time, the consistency of the thumbnail, the consistency of the hook, the consistency of the video, it's even though it's different video, but it's the same formula, is really, really important. And then also the consistent way that you actually engage with an audience is really important. And I think we're programmed as humans when something's not consistent, we're like, something's off here. Like something's going on, or that didn't resonate with me. And that sends bad factors back to the AI that's running YouTube to say, oh, well, maybe we won't promote this video as much. And since this video is going down, the next video we're not going to promote as much either, because it doesn't look like their audience is engaging with that content. Now, there's another thing that you need to look at, which is the type of channel you're creating. So like my channel, I have, you know, over 400,000 subscribers. I spend 20 minutes a week, shoot a video, upload it when I have time, because we have other things that are making more money than that. But I do that, and it's a resource channel that people, like, when they get in trouble, they're like, oh, I got to figure this out on YouTube. Then they find me as a resource. So I'm more of a resource library. And so you're not getting a lot of the factors that you would if I was just, you know, a very popular kid on YouTube and doing dumb things or something, whatever it may be. It's just like that, you know, if they're coming back day after day, that's a really, really important factor. But if it's more of a resource channel, you can still accomplish the things, because I use it as the top of the funnel and it funnels them. And I was definitely on your beta for ClickFunnels, and I definitely sent traffic to ClickFunnels. I just love your product. But it's like, that is where I look at it. Hey, it's a resource, and if they're getting more resources, I'm going to send them to a ClickFunnels page, and I'm going to be able to pull the information and start taking them through by segmenting them into the right areas, and then also, you know, putting them into a campaign.
Fantastic. So I know as people are looking at really building their audience and things, and obviously the great thing about YouTube is really it's become next to Google, the next search engine. I mean, it's amazing.
It really is.
They go there all the time. And so I love the idea as far as resources. And I think a lot of people go there to get questions answered. And so how important is the entertainment piece in the content so that it's obviously entertaining, yet at the same time is providing the answers people are looking for?
Yeah. Like there's people that overdo it. I mean, I'll be honest with you. They feel like they need to bounce off the walls and be something that a 8-year-old would find fascinating. But realistically, you don't need to do that. What you need to do is be yourself, be authentic, and stick to it. Now, people go to YouTube for different things. Like my mom, I went up to the house. She has 10 kids. I'm one of 10 kids. We go up to her house and she has her iPad out following instructions on YouTube, how to change this door. I'm like, you got sons. You got all this other stuff. She goes, no, you ought to know this at a better than any other person in the world that YouTube's easier than picking up the phone and expecting one of my sons to come do it. So, but that's the thing. She doesn't need entertainment. She needs information. And so the biggest thing that you need to look at is, can it provide value? If it provides value, then it will actually do what it's intended to do. Now, the value that it can do is to inspire, to educate, to entertain. Those are the only types of value propositions that you can actually put in video. And if you bring a couple together, so like, for example, Squatty Potty was educating someone, but to keep them there, we needed to, you know, have some entertainment. And so it kind of was a good cross-pollination of the type of value proposition that we were actually doing. But in the same sense, it's like one of the driest people, well, he's not really dry on social media, but like when Elon Musk gets up and does a presentation, I watch the whole freaking video. And sometimes he's like the most boring guy in the whole world, but I know he's a visionary and he's sharing his vision and he's really going after it. But yet it's, I mean, The only person that I really get a kick out of is watching Steve Ballmer really put his foot in the mouth, you know, with Microsoft. But like Elon, like, no, I find value in it, and people do find value in it. And so you don't have to entertain. You just need to, provide value. And the value that he was doing is saying, look at how we're disrupting the world. Looking how we're changing the world. And that's something, how he was able to grow an audience is off of that. And so when he tweets or whatever project he's working on next, that's what people are looking for, is that value of saying, look, you know, humanity needs to be saved. We need to improve the situation that we're in. And, you know, he's becoming that leader, which is really important. One book that if anyone's interested in any audience development, it's like the most brilliant book. It's called Primal Branding. It's by Patrick Canlan. You can get it on Audible. You can get it on Amazon. He has a sister book to it called The Social Code, which is just kind of a abbreviated version. I prefer, when I actually get a client, I actually make sure that they actually read that book, because in building audiences, they need to understand the foundations that are actually needed, that humans need to do it. And like where Elon Musk, we were talking about that, it's like you have to have a leader. Someone has to be that leader. And they have to use sacred words, which would be, you know, words that only you and I would understand or the community would understand. And somebody around the street, if we were talking funneling and funnel hacking, they're like, what the freak are they talking about? Are they, you know, making waffles or what's going on? What's going on here? But it's like, that's some of the elements. And there's seven of those elements and we won't go into detail, but you can get it all in that book, which is amazing. And Patrick does a great job of explaining it. So
again, that's Primal Branding. Do you have an affiliate link for that one too?
I don't. Just go buy it. He needs a coffee or two, I guess.
Just kidding.
I should get an affiliate link. I literally have like 1,000 copies of it because I'm like always handing them out. You know, I probably should write my own book, but he already did a good job on it. So
totally understand. So I know you've been so gracious with your time. I know we're kind of getting close here. I want to find out from you as far as one of the things you and I originally started talking about was the whole idea as far as this Bid Summit.
Yeah.
And I want to talk a little bit about what Bid Summit is. And I know you've got access, people can kind of get some of the additional content. Because the main thing I'm getting blown up here on Facebook, everyone's asking is, how do I hire Daryl? And so you have to answer that question. And then the other thing is, how do I get more of Daryl? So
yeah,
it's those two questions.
There's only so many hours in the day. I can only take on so many projects. But yeah, so Vid Summit was a very interesting thing. Now, like you and Russ and you know, we've gone to a lot of events and, you know, people come across the world and they sit down in an audience. And sometimes what really just irks me is when they come to it and there's no value for them. You know, they might get some networking, but there's not a lot of value that's there. There might be a lot of hoorahs and there might be a lot of, you know, excitement, but at the end of the day, what do they have tactfully to really put in place of their own personal life or their business to really make changes? And so going to this, especially in the video world, I'd go to VidCon, Playlist Live, and so on and so forth. And, you know, it was like catered to different audiences. And so there wasn't really a solid theme of what needed to be. And I saw an opportunity and I decided to take it. Because like for me, I want to surround myself by the people that just get it in the industry and are pushing the envelope. And I know that by association, if we can do it, we can all lift each other. And so that was the number one goal of starting Vid Summit 4 years ago. And we decided, you know what, we'll just cherry pick, handpick people that we want to hear present. And we would just present or pull people in the audience that we knew that we wanted to rub our shoulders with and really brainstorm. And so we put the first one out and it was amazing. And we really focused in on the marketer because that's my background. I got my degree in it. That's all I've been doing since 1999 is the marketing side of things. And, you know, that's what I was just really thriving on. But it was everything to do with video. Year two, we brought in the agency. And the agency is needed because a lot of people that are marketers, you know, we're working with the agencies and such like that, or they own the agency. But we also brought in the YouTube creators. So we actually had people in the audience that had, you know, millions of subscribers and really got it. And we had the right people presenting on stage. In year three, we basically brought the third element, which is the perfect trifecta, which is brands. So brands, agencies, and creators, and they have this symbiotic relationship where creators are looking to connect with brands and agencies are looking to connect with influencers and brands are looking to connect with both of them. And so it's a really good thing. And one thing that I'm really proud of is the most viral video ads of all time, the top 10, we've had 8 of the top 10 actually come and present. We've had people that have over 10 million subscribers. We had 4 last year that were sitting in the audience saying, I wonder how I can make my channel better. They weren't even presenting. They were like sitting in the audience. We had, you know, over 30 that had over 1 million just sitting there and saying, I wonder how I can make more money. You know, I wonder how I can get, you know, my traffic to go here. Right? We can go from, you know, multiple aspects. So the conference is the business side of video and video marketing, video creation. And what we look for is how to make more money, how to diversify the income, how to have residual income and leverage the audience through audience development by getting bigger audiences across all platforms, not just YouTube, all platforms. And 2, we're really trying to make it so that when a creator his audience kind of matures, he has other, he or she has other income that they actually can make, whether it's like, hey, you know what? I can sell products through Amazon. I can get it fulfilled through, you know, doing some China connections. And then, you know, we can go from there. We had an example last year where they only had 10,000 subscribers, but they made $120,000 a month off of their Amazon fulfillment, but leveraging YouTube. And so that's kind of what the conference is. And this year, it's like my dreams coming true, first off, in a long time, because I always had this vision of what I wanted the Vid Summit to be, but I'm one of those very tactical guys. I'm very strategic. And this is the first year that we're doing it. We have one of our keynotes is Gary Vee. You probably heard of him. I think he's been to a couple of your events or going to a couple.
He's going to be September 15th.
Yeah. Yeah. So he'll warm up the crowd. Then they come to me in October, but, and he's been great. Like he's been a great, ally for this. And, you know, he's definitely helping us with some other things that we're looking at as well. And he's definitely practicing what he's preaching. We also have Matthew Patrick, who's the game theorist, Matt Pat, known by, you know, the younger crowd on YouTube. You know, he has 13.1 million subscribers. Then he owns an agency that all he does is build channels and consults and really does a lot of geeky strategic things. And then we have Sean Durst. If you've never heard of Sean Durst, he's one of the bigger Snapchatters, but he's probably the smartest guy I've met that was a creator that was good at building businesses and scaling businesses. And he's coming as well. And then we have people like Peter McKinnon, who's just taking off. And then every specific YouTube guru / you know, marketing expert when it comes to video is coming to present as well. So
very cool. So if a person wants to get tickets, is it vidsummit.com?
Yeah, but I'll tell you what it'll do is you can go to vidsummit.com for tickets. But for me, everyone realizes we want to bring value. And so we have the last two Vid Summits that we can give you access to. You actually just go to vidsummit.com/free-replays, and you'll actually see a ClickFunnels landing page. It's right there. And actually our homepage landing page is a ClickFunnels page too. But you just put your name and your email, it'll get you a password, and you can have 32 hours last year and 28 hours the year before of some of the best presentations. Now you might think, oh, this is outdated. I'm here to tell you that we're cutting edge. And it's something that people, what I love about the Vid Summit, and this is what I get the most excited about. It's like, what is relevant now? Not 2 years ago, not 3 years ago. It was like, we went to traffic and conversion. I love the guys over there, but it's like, they were giving video strategies that are like 4 or 5 years old. I'm like, you know, why am I even sitting in the audience? We want things that are tactical now and that people can apply now. And so one of the things that we do for every presenter is, number one, you have to have a valid case study. You have to be willing to share your campaign and the way that you funnel and the way that you do things. And then you have to show the results. And everyone, like we have this YouTuber that's coming that was at 0 subscribers in January, and now they're at 1.3 million. And they're doing hundreds of millions of video views a month. And they're basically going to show how they're actually doing this. And so you have a lot of tactical things that you're able to do. But two, you know, we have other people that are coming to say, okay, here's how you can really monetize on Amazon or with affiliates and so on and so forth. You're able to get the information there. So get your free access at vidsummit.com/free-replays. And if you want a ticket, just go to vidsummit.com.
So when's the event? October 1st.
Yeah, it starts the night of October 10th and a full day on the 11th and 12th. And I'm really excited about this one just because when you're surrounded by really smart people, the whole room is elevated. And one thing is, you know, there's not a lot of people that we don't let this be like 10,000 or 5,000 or even 3,000 event. It's like, you can literally talk to the speakers afterwards. People that like they're programmed to actually take questions and rub shoulders in the hall or whatever. It's a very private type of event. And so it was kind of cherry picked in the beginning, and it just kept this formula, and everyone likes it. It's just something where we're able to do it. I want to share with you one. It's like Sean Durst, who I told you was coming again to speak. He came to the previous Vid Summit, and this is what happened. He goes, Daryl, you know, I'm only coming because we're friends and you asked me to speak. I'm like, okay. He goes, I'll put you on in the beginning. Cause he goes, I really have to bounce. I have to get to, you know, I have a brand deal and I have a collaboration I need to do the next 2 days. So I only get maybe the first day. or maybe even just the first morning. So he came in and I said, just go to a session before, you know, your session, so you can kind of get the tone of the audience. So he came in and he was like blown away. Like he was like taking notes. And I went to, are you preparing? Are you just cramming last minute? Is this a school test or something for you? And he's like, no, man, this is gold. And so he did his presentation. And he, at the end of the day, I'm like, oh, so you're going to take off? He's like, no, man, I want to stay, you know, and it was really good value. And at the end of day three, he came up to me and says, look, Daryl, he goes, honestly, I usually bounce and I literally blew off a lot of money because this was very valuable for me to make more money. And you got the right thing going on here. And he goes, I just want to be a part of it. Anytime you put it on, I want to be a part of it. And he actually, I don't really like partners per se, but he's now a partner in VidSummit because number one, he's super smart. Number two, we worked on a couple other projects. So I knew his work ethic and, you know, what he was able to do. But the value that he's able to bring was helped to facilitate my ultimate goal, which is getting the right people in the room, you know, including Gary Vaynerchuk. So
awesome. I thank you so much for that. Again, people, everyone's asking it. So it's bidsummit.com/free-replays with an
S. That's correct.
And again, Daryl, we're going to be doing some offline things that others aren't going to be able to listen to here.
I can't wait.
There's a lot of things between the two companies here we definitely want to talk about. I know we're going to be doing a case study together and all that kind of stuff. But again, I can't thank you enough. I've had one thing people continue to ask, and that is, how do they get a hold of you if they can? And I've got guys bugging me.
Yeah, they could follow me on my YouTube channel or on Twitter. It's just Daryl Eaves, D-E-R-R-A-L, or you can go to DarylEaves.com. I do some consulting if anyone's interested in that. And it's kind of my test that I usually do to figure out if I want to work with someone. But ultimately, I'm just looking for people that want to change the world. And they're bringing light into a dark world. And that's where I kind of gravitate to. So and if it doesn't fit, I'll still do like a quick little, you know, an hour thing, or I'll pass you off to some friends that will be able to do that as well.
Sounds fantastic. Well, Daryl, we're going to take this conversation offline, you and I here.
Sounds great. I'm excited, actually. You have a lot of cool things going on. So,
well, I'm excited too. So I'm going to go ahead and end this. I'd probably have to have John come in here, our tech guy, to figure out how I even end this.
Your tech guy? How do I end this thing? Please.
I know. I don't know how.
Yeah, just unplug your computer. That will work it every time.
But
that's the most technical way of fixing the computer. Just unplug it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say what happened before this started. Oh, that was a bad jab. I should be nice. You have me on as a guest, and here I'm doing jabs here.
You know, that's what friends are for, I tell you.
That's right.
Like you, Daryl, I don't know what I'd do. So, no, anyway, so we'll go ahead and wrap this up here. Again, thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be taking this audio off. It'll be on our podcast or Funnel Hacker Radio. In addition to that, we'll also have it on our funnelhacker.tv channel as a video for those people who want to follow up and take notes and everything else. Daryl, again, massive thank you for all that you do. Again, you're just crushing it out there. Appreciate all that you're doing helping us as far as building ClickFunnels and our channel. And again, we'll have a lot of fun conversations here in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free-trial. One last thing is, we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar, and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.